Hi there. The word for today is on experiencing fear and faith. In Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, God told his people to be strong and of good courage. Anytime you attempt something for the first time, or something you've failed at before, or something you think is just too big for you, you're going to experience two things, fear and faith. They go together. And you know what? One will win out over the other, but they never go away. Because Israel had no idea what challenges awaited them or what life would actually be like in the Promised Land, here's what God told them. Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. What a promise. And today that's God's promise to you too. It's fear of failure that stops us most of the time. Yet, as you look back, you realize that most times failure doesn't do permanent damage at all. You actually grow through it. Dr. Joan Borsenko writes, and I quote, "When I was admitted to Harvard, I was sure that there had been a computer error and that I'd be exposed as a fraud. A lawyer friend of mine stops short of terror every time she has to give a final argument before a jury. Even when you're an expert, fear doesn't necessarily go away. It's accepting fear as part of the journey instead of running from it that helps you to conquer it. To go anywhere, you've got to launch out from somewhere or you'll get nowhere." Hamilton Wright maybe said, and I quote, "The question for each man to settle is not what he would do if he had the means, time, influence, and educational advantages, but what he will do with the things he has." So confront your fear. Step out in faith and believe God for success. If you do, you won't be disappointed. And that's the word for you today.